true.
Well, this shouldn't come as a shock if you're on the freeway right now. SoCal has some of the worst drivers ever. There was a new survey that came out nationwide. Number two on the list, Victorville. And then also making it within the top 10 was San Bernardino. Okay. Nationwide.
Two places in the IE, in the whole nation. We are not very good drivers. We are not good drivers at all. Do you know what's funny about, like, drivers in general that I've always noticed? They can't admit they're bad drivers. Like, it's always someone else's fault. I'm not the problem. They are the problem. Have you ever heard someone say, hey, yeah, I can admit that. I'm a bad driver.
I'll admit I'm not the best driver.
Oh, you can admit it.
I won't ever admit it to my husband because he's always like, I'm such a good driver. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm a better driver than you. But I have some questionable accidents in my past that I'm like, yep, not proud of that.
Yeah, me neither. I'm a horrible driver. Horrible driver.
When it comes to tickets or speeding, though? Because there's different criteria to be a bad driver.
I get pulled over all the time.
For speeding?
For all sorts of stuff. There's always something I'm doing wrong.
Okay.
And knock on wood, I haven't had many accidents. I have had accidents, but not as many as I probably should have, considering how bad a driver I am.
Okay.
So I get lucky in that regard. But yeah, if you see me on the road, just avoid me at all costs. I'm not a good driver. I wasn't blessed with those abilities. I'm sorry. I can admit I'm part of the problem.
Okay, this might be a dumb question. In Australia, do you guys drive on the same side of the road as we do here?
No, and it always confuses me.
Okay, so it is flipped, like...
The steering wheel is on the other side. We drive on the left-hand side of the road.
The steering wheel's on the right-hand side, then, of the car.
Yeah, so this is funny. I've driven so many more years in America than I have in Australia. Mm-hmm. That when I go back to Australia, like, once a year for Christmas, and I drive my parents' car, they don't let me drive anymore. I always hit a curb, or I always puncture a tire hitting a curb. And I never know what side of the road I'm supposed to be on. I have no idea.
So you're an even worse driver in Australia.
Sometimes I have to wait to see what a car's doing before I make a turn. Because then I follow them. Because I completely get discombobulated and have no idea where I am.
I think I can top you. I once crashed a truck over a burrito.
What?
Can you say that?
How?
I'll tell you the story coming up in six minutes. But want to see if you can top Guy or myself as... the worst driver. Are you a bad driver? Will you admit it? And what makes you a bad driver?
888-431-3764. Don't be scared to admit failures, people. Let's do this. Are you thinking about me? Well, we have some of the worst drivers in the nation right here in the IE. Victorville and San Bernardino made the list, but yet no one's prepared to admit they're a bad driver outside of me and Kelly. Like, was 951 here says... No, I'm the best driver I know.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and guess that that's a man. I will admit, I'm not the best driver. I've gotten better as I've gotten older. But there was a time that I crashed my truck over a burrito.
That's the best start to a story I've ever heard. Okay, go ahead. The floor's yours.
So I was heading home, and I had stopped at Miguel Jr.'s. And I had my burrito sitting on my console. And I had to flip a U-turn because I need to go get gas. So when I flipped around, it went sliding. The burrito went sliding. And I was like, no, I can't lose my potato burrito from Miguel Jr.'s.
No.
So I reached for the burrito and let go of the steering wheel. And I crashed right into a light pole.
Let me, Kelly, tell you, Kelly, though, that your intentions were right. You cannot lose the Miguel's burrito.
No.
It was just unfortunate what happened.
Yeah. I had an insurance claim over a burrito. Let me tell you, that did not go well when I had to tell my parents. Well, what happened was the burrito went flying.
The insurance company. When I was like 14, my dad said to me, all right, we're going to teach you how to drive. We had a long driveway.
Uh-huh.
I got in the driver's seat of the car. I was in Australia. And I drove the car straight through the garage. Ooh. I forgot there was something called a brake for some reason. And then do you know what? I was so mortified that I ran away.
I would too. I'd be scared of my dad.
I just ran and didn't come back.
Angela weighed in and says, I hit the wood fence outside our house. There were a bunch of wood pieces stuck in the headlight. My husband walked in after work and asked why the car had splinters and why our fence was broken. So let me tell you what happened, honey. It's a really funny story.
I just find it so I don't know why people can't admit they're bad drivers. Clearly there's bad drivers here because we're up there with the worst in the nation. I just want to find someone that commit it.
Would you admit you're a bad driver? What happens? Call or text us at 888-431-3764. Since the day they got me. Way to go, Victorville and San Bernardino, California, number 2 and number 4 on the list of the worst drivers in the nation.
The whole nation. That means
right here in SoCal.
There's some very, very bad drivers driving amongst us right now. I can say that I'm not the best driver. Actually, I'm terrible. But can you also admit that you're not a good driver? 909. When I was 16, I was told by my driving instructor that I was one of the best drivers she'd ever seen.
Ooh.
But I was in 3 accidents within my first year of driving. The first one 6 days after I got my license and an hour after I got my insurance. The driving instructor lied.
Yeah. You might have passed the test, but not the actual application of it. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
Good morning. I go by Class A Cowboy. I'm in Temecula, California.
Class A Cowboy. Does that mean you're a truck driver?
I'm a commercial truck driver. I've been driving for 26 years. When I finally got my license about 25 and a half years ago, I was driving a smaller truck, and I was lost in the LA area, and I went into a bunch of homes. And I knocked down a big old branch from a tree. And the lady came out, and she was very nice. And she said, you know what? If you get rid of the evidence, I will say nothing. So I shoved that big old branch in the trailer, and that's what I did. And my next stop, I threw it in a dumpster. I never got caught.
Well, that was lucky. I wonder what the statute of limitations is on car accidents, though. Maybe you shouldn't have admitted the hit and run. We're going to go ahead and let you go, okay?
He incriminated himself.
Greg in Upland, will you admit that you're a bad driver?
I won't, but I'll speak for people I work with.
Oh, of course.
I've been driving since I was 18. I'm 42 now. I've only been pulled over once and had no TCs on my record.
All right.
Now that you're done bragging.
We can't say the same.
Yeah, let's hear about the bad driver.
So I work for the county. We have over 200 cars in our fleet. And last year alone, we had over 46 TCs.
Oh, gosh.
And it's gotten to a point where they have to go through driver's training. They have a course going, or they go through driver's training because it's costing the county so much money.
Okay, it's one thing to be a bad driver on your own dime, but when you're a bad driver and it's work-related...
Doesn't get worse than that.
It's a little embarrassing. 909 says, I don't want to admit that I'm a bad driver, but my record would say otherwise. As a young adult, I was constantly getting my license suspended due to speeding tickets. By the time I was 23, I have 5 different cars because of accidents.
Yep, you're a terrible driver. Check this one out, 650. I got in 8 accidents in 1 year, and none of them were my fault.
Yeah, uh-huh. Heard that before, said the insurance company. Let's go, girls.